Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on PNC Financial Services Group, one of the largest diversified financial services institutions in the United States. PNC offers a wide range of services, including retail banking, corporate banking, asset management, and investment services. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
PNC Financial Services has been a significant player in the financial industry for years. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the status quo bias and overconfidence influence their decision-making, especially in areas like risk management and investment strategies?
The status quo bias is particularly relevant to PNC approach, especially in how they manage their banking operations and customer relationships. The status quo bias refers to the preference for maintaining existing conditions rather than making changes. PNC leverages this bias by focusing on consistent service delivery and risk management practices, which help maintain customer trust and loyalty. This approach ensures that PNC remains a reliable financial partner for its clients, particularly in an industry where stability is highly valued. Overconfidence also plays a significant role, particularly in how PNC approaches its investment strategies and market expansion. Overconfidence refers to the tendency for people to overestimate their abilities or the success of their strategies. Given PNC's history of successful financial management and market presence, the company's leadership might exhibit strong confidence in their ability to continue growing through strategic acquisitions and expanding their service offerings. This overconfidence can drive PNC to pursue ambitious growth strategies, expecting significant returns. While this can lead to success, it also poses risks if PNC overestimates market opportunities or underestimates the challenges associated with expanding into new markets or launching new financial products.
And this focus on leveraging the status quo bias and overconfidence has helped PNC maintain its leadership position in the financial industry, appealing to both customers and investors who value stability and growth potential.
Exactly. PNC's strategic use of the status quo bias in maintaining consistent operations and overconfidence in pursuing growth opportunities appeals to investors looking for a company that balances stability with strategic expansion. However, this approach also means that PNC must carefully manage the risks associated with market volatility, regulatory changes, and competitive pressures, particularly as the financial services landscape continues to evolve with new challenges and opportunities.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at PNC Financial Services. As a major player in the financial services industry, DEI is particularly important for PNC. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
PNC's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in a global and highly regulated industry where inclusivity can drive better decision-making, innovation, and employee engagement. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance PNC's ability to innovate and adapt by fostering a culture that values diversity and inclusion. A commitment to DEI allows PNC to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the financial services industry. For investors, PNC's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help PNC build stronger relationships with customers, employees, and communities, reinforcing its brand as one that values inclusivity and ethical leadership.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in industries like financial services, where the ability to foster inclusivity and trust is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and customer engagement strategies, PNC not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of stakeholders, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, PNC operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving industry. How does the company adapt to changing financial markets and customer needs, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
PNC strategy involves continuously adapting its financial products, customer service models, and technology platforms to meet the evolving needs of customers while maintaining its focus on risk management and regulatory compliance. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with market volatility, technological advancements, and shifting customer behaviors. PNC's ability to understand and respond to new market trends such as the increasing demand for digital banking, the rise of fintech, and the shift towards sustainable finance allows it to stay relevant and competitive. By using data analytics, customer feedback, and market research, PNC can identify emerging opportunities and adjust its strategies accordingly, helping to mitigate risks and capitalize on new opportunities in the financial services market.
And this adaptability is essential for PNC, especially as they face competition from other financial institutions and the growing demand for more personalized and technology-driven financial services. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in a changing industry is key to their continued success.
Exactly. PNC focus on understanding financial market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the financial services industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in customer expectations, technological advancements, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare PNC to other companies in the financial services sector, like Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, and BB Now Truist. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
PNC dynamics are often compared to other financial services giants like Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, and Truist, particularly in their approach to customer service, risk management, and competition. PNC's strength lies in its focus on personalized banking services and conservative risk management, appealing to investors looking for a company that balances operational excellence with cautious growth. Wells Fargo, with its emphasis on large-scale banking operations and a broad customer base, appeals to investors interested in a company that prioritizes market reach and scale. U.S. Bank, known for its leadership in payments and digital banking, attracts those looking for a company that is driving advancements in digital finance. Truist, with its focus on community banking and a customer-centric approach, appeals to investors interested in companies that integrate regional banking with innovative financial solutions. PNC behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for reliability, strong market presence, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the financial services industry.
And unlike U.S. Bank, which focuses heavily on digital banking and payments, PNC's strength lies in its personalized banking services and conservative approach, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For PNC, the focus on personalized service, risk management, and market adaptability provides a unique value proposition in the financial services industry.
To sum up, PNC Financial Services Group's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their risk management strategies, adaptation to changing financial markets, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives PNC stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.
We'll be right back.